In this bulletin, Scott Morrison calls for a proportionate response to Victoria's Holiday Inn cluster, more resignations from the board of Crown Resorts, and at the Australian Open, Alex de Minaur advances to the third round. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A coronavirus outbreak linked to the Holiday Inn in Melbourne Airport has risen to 13 cases. The Health Department confirmed a total of 5 new cases, including 2 that were announced late last night. Epidemiologist Dr. Nancy Baxter has told Channel 9 there could be a case for a third lockdown in Melbourne to contain the outbreak.
So it's a very tough decision, and you know, if there's not any further community spread, it always looks like this was out of proportion. But I must say, you can't prove prevention. So I think this is something that the Victorian government needs to be thinking about very hard today in terms of whether the best thing for us is to go into lockdown so we don't have a third wave.
One of the new cases worked at a cafe at Melbourne Airport for more than 8 hours on Tuesday while potentially infectious. It means anyone who visited the Brunetti Cafe in Terminal 4 between 4:45 a.m. and 1:15 p.m. needs to get tested and isolate for 14 days regardless of the result. Terminal 4 is used by Jetstar and Rex flights. Speaking in Melbourne, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called for a proportionate response to the Holiday Inn cluster. Former AFL boss Andrew Demetriou is the latest figure to step down from the Crown Resorts board after a review into the casino giant. Mr. Demetriou resigned on Thursday in order for the organisation to improve its chances with a New South Wales regulator. Earlier this week, a report found Crown is not fit to run the new casino at Barangaroo, and 2 other directors departed on Wednesday. Crown Resorts Chief Executive and Board Director Ken Barton is also reported to be leaving. A Senate committee will hear from former Cabinet Minister Bridget McKenzie today over her involvement in the infamous sports rorts scandal. In January last year, the Auditor General found the $100 million scheme had favoured coalition and marginal seats. Senator McKenzie was the Minister for Sport who presided over the grants. She has described the push to have her give verbal evidence as a cheap political stunt. Representatives from a football and tennis club that missed out on funding despite receiving high scores in the assessment process will be among those giving evidence. Alcohol sales in Australia have reached record levels, with close to $2 billion being spent last December alone. Figures from the Bureau of Statistics show retail turnover increased by almost 27% last year, reaching a record $15.6 billion. Katerina Georgi from the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education says alcohol retailers advertised aggressively during the COVID lockdowns.
So as soon as the lockdown measures hit, we saw alcohol companies using the COVID pandemic as a way to try and sell more products. We need proper controls around alcohol advertising so that companies can't use a global health crisis to really target people, particularly people who are doing it tough.
China has banned BBC World News from broadcasting in its territory. China's decision comes after the British media regulator revoked the licence of state broadcaster China Global Television Network to broadcast in the UK. China has been critical of the BBC's coverage of the pandemic and the persecution of ethnic minority Uyghurs. Let's go to the Australian Open now, and Alex de Minaur says he's had to learn to adapt his style to play over the past 12 months. The Australian has advanced to the third round after defeating Pablo Cuevas of Uruguay 6-3, 6-3, 7-5 on Margaret Court Arena. The 21-year-old missed last year's tournament with an abdominal injury, and he says the past year has taught him the importance of being able to quickly adapt.
One of the biggest things is just to adapt. That's something we've learned with last year, with COVID, with everything. So one of the biggest things I've learned is you've got to be versatile, you've got to adapt and just be ready for any situation.
Fellow Australian Samantha Stosur was defeated 6-love, 6-1 by American Jessica Pegula in their second round encounter, while men's number 2, Rafael Nadal, advanced with a straight set victory over Michael Moore of the United States. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country. A fine day in Perth where it's 29 degrees. In Adelaide, it's partly cloudy at the moment, 23. Showers clearing, 24 in Melbourne. Partly cloudy as well in Hobart, 23. Couple of showers about in the capital, 26 for Canberra. 27 in Wollongong with a late shower or two. Much the same in Sydney where it's 30. It's 31 in Newcastle where it's partly cloudy. Similar conditions in Brisbane, 30 degrees. Couple of showers about in Cairns, 31. And much the same for Darwin with a storm as well, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.